Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, December 29th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of environmental and energy news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Green Energy Breaks, Energy Fuels Inc., NYR American, UUU. Exceeds FY 2025 uranium production and sales guidance. Energy Fuels Inc., listed on the NYSE American as UUU and on the TSX as EFR, has exceeded its fiscal year 2025 uranium production and sales guidance. The company reported surpassing previous forecasts for finished uranium production, mined uranium ore production, and uranium concentrate sales. Energy Fuels credited the successful ramp-up at its U.S. uranium mines and production facilities for this achievement. The Pinyon Plain Mine in Arizona and La Salle Complex in Utah mined over 1.6 million pounds of uranium, while the White Mesa Mill in Utah produced more than 1 million pounds of finished U-308, surpassing expectations. This positions Energy Fuels as the largest U.S. uranium producer, advancing its rare earth element and critical materials initiatives. Safe and Green Holdings Corp. S. expands energy infrastructure platform with acquisition of Giant Containers. Safe and Green Holdings Corp. has expanded its energy infrastructure platform with the acquisition of Giant Containers. This move supports Safe and Green's goal of becoming a value-added energy and infrastructure solutions provider. Giant Containers brings an established customer base and a project pipeline, aligning with the growing demand for modular power, data center, and energy infrastructure. The acquisition was completed using a mix of cash and stock, marking a strategic expansion of Safe and Green's operational capabilities. This acquisition comes as energy infrastructure demand continues to rise, driven by data centers, artificial intelligence workloads, and distributed power generation. Mass adoption of V2G EV charging could curb wastage of renewable energy. Mass adoption of vehicle-to-grid V2G technology could play a major role in curbing renewable energy waste. Global renewable generation frequently surpasses consumption needs, especially from wind and solar installations. Constrained transmission networks and inadequate storage capacity typically force operators to discard this clean electricity, squandering potential output. As V2G technology is further developed for widespread uptake, chances are high that players in the auto industry like Massimo Group, NASDAQ MAMO, will embrace the concept. This could lead to a more efficient utilization of renewable energy resources, ultimately reducing wastage and promoting sustainability in the energy sector.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.